Thank you all for your questions today. Each one of them was just really a wonderful expression of your dedication to make full use of the Four Mainstays, just depending on each of our own background, of each of our own involvement in everyday life. The Four Mainstays are an algorithm that leads to the almost perfect, to the always perfect result, excuse me, in an increasingly astonishing way. We see that wherever we apply the algorithm of the Four Mainstays, open intelligence fills the entire space of the situation, like sunlight filling space. There is a lot of information out there today on the internet and still in books. Who knows how long we'll have those around, but they are still available. And who knows what information generally is available out there in the infinite expanse of the universe and maybe even a multiverse. But you see, for all this information, for all the data to make any sense, it requires open intelligence. Anything that is known already to you is the evidence of the coincidence of open intelligence and data. So we never need to go anywhere. Each here and now is a perfect illustration of this marriage between open intelligence and data. Whether we look at the data or whether we look at open intelligence, it always requires both for each here and now to be apparent to you. Whether that's ignored or acknowledged is irrelevant. This is the starting point. This recognition is the fundamental distinction between what most of us have tried before meeting Balanced View and what we get introduced here. We're getting introduced to a fundamental, a very essential, a basic fundamental law about ourselves that we had not known before. And that is that we are solid like a mountain. We can rest within our hearts and minds that are naturally hardwired into an expanse of open intelligence as this expanse of open intelligence. So there is no need to do anything other than simply recognizing this. This is all that we're doing with all the Four Mainstays. We are sometimes gently, sometimes firmly directed and redirected to acknowledge the natural presence, the spontaneous natural presence of open intelligence as the coincidence of all data and the human experience of open intelligence. Now, all the structures in Balanced View, most of the people I can see here have been around for quite a while, so you know how the Four Mainstays work. And then you see that the normalization of points of view is already happening immensely on the internet. You know, you can just go online and for whatever obscure, strange type of personality we might have that no one even knows about, we can log in with a different username and find at least hundreds, if not thousands, of other people with the same weird preference that we may have. Whatever that is, there isn't anything anymore that we can claim our unique disorder for, really. But as long as that is not reflected and understood within the context of open intelligence, it doesn't really give a sustaining relief. It gives a bit of relief, or maybe it gives even a lot of relief, but it doesn't take us as far as it could go when the normalization isn't where it is stopped. But when we continue on after the normalization of all points of view into seeing that normal actually doesn't mean just a normal set of data, but that normal means the instantiation of spontaneous altruism in all moments of life. This is really our exalted nature that is to be found at each short moment of open intelligence. Of course, the 12 empowerments are usually the introduction to intense normalization, where we hear everyone share openly, and we're planning on making the empowerments available in other ways as well, so that even more people can participate in them, and there can be an even greater normalization that is held within this context of clarity practice or the recognition of open intelligence. Not looking at the points of view, not looking at the stream of potent data, does not mean to ignore them. We stay in the potent open intelligence expanse. And although all kinds of data appear, they are outshone again and again in each short moment. But this is just a deliberate choice in the beginning of clarity practice. And the beginning, for some people, it might mean some months. For other people, it might mean a couple years. It doesn't matter. But what is important is to see that short moments, repeated many times, open intelligence becomes continuously obvious. That means short moments are just necessary in the beginning. And then there is a time where short moments can even become a distraction. And I definitely was on that trip for a little bit until I clarified it with my trainer, who was, as always, just laughing and smiling at me and just saying, well, I think you just haven't noticed how continuous it already is. And then I laughed with her. You see, there was so much assurance already that the short moments actually was just, oh, have I really recognized clarity before? I guess I haven't. Something's wrong. But there was so much benefit and assurance in my life that after this has been pointed out to me, okay, it's amazing. I really don't need those short moments compulsively throughout my day any longer. I can just rest completely in the assurance that spontaneous altruism has completely taken over my life. When you are in a team where this is the dedication of everyone, it's great to see that you don't need to change your points of view. Your prideful points of view are perfect. If they are not the focus of your attention, then what's left is the magnificent power that comes along with jealousy and envy. In many of the teams I have been involved in Balanced View, and am very privileged and honored to be part of today, The spirit that I have, I would say, is a magnificent co-opetition. We don't compete with each other, but all that energy of really wanting to be the best is used to really providing the best benefit we can provide. So you see, with just placing the point of view into its context of open intelligence, its meaning is understood, it's deciphered. And then it cannot bring you off track any longer. It's clear what it means. It's the beneficial energy of open intelligence. And then when other people come into the team, it's like copying a code. You just drag and drop it. And the people are assimilated into the team spirit. It's not like this exhausting process that everybody needs to start from square one. And we see this over and over now in how quickly people get it and how quickly people settle into living as that expanse of open intelligence rather than as a fixed reference point continually wrapped up in the zeros and ones of the data stream. This is very, very powerful. So each of your contributions in the team are not only providing a solution for the team's problems, they actually provide a demonstration of the inexhaustible benefit we find when open intelligence is prioritized. So never underestimate your contribution in the team, even if it's just a word that you type on your computer. Every gesture that is fueled by instinctive open intelligence is a profound change in the way human culture works. This to me sounded like unbelievable and a little much to grasp when I first heard it, and now I see the evidence in everyone who is here today and in many other people who I hear from or meet virtually and face to face in the so-called first world, first life. And you see, so if we're seeing that this demonstration really leads then not only to the result in ourselves but in other teams as well, then it's self-affirming. It's self-affirming. So just celebrate each moment that you can find that within yourself. If you're working in teams where that's not the case at all, no one holds you in that team. This is really important to see. You have the right to choose the life you want to live. Yeah. So that's really good. Empowerment One says, we give up the right to be a victim. Now, I know we're approaching the end of our time together here. I just would like to have a few words about the interview, which is, of course, exciting that you can choose the people you will want to work with. And while clarity training might not be required now in your team, who knows what will be in the future, and that is part of what you as a team member and or maybe even a team leader can do. You can suggest to make it a prerequisite in the future, and then the company can just see how does the team work when that is a prerequisite for the team, and how does the team work when that's not the prerequisite of the team. And I can assure you that the team's results will speak for themselves. And a good way to discern whether a person will be open to this training is to see how the orientation on the benefit of all is already alive. As we've said again and again, spontaneous altruism is inseparable from open intelligence. So if you cannot ask people if they are relying on innate open intelligence because they haven't been introduced to it, then that is a good context to really ask people for sharing about their life and what's important to them, and just get to know them, and then you'll know. And if this motivation of unending benefit is already fully blazingly obvious in them, then the chances are definitely higher than if a person is completely wrapped up in self-focus. That doesn't mean that this person wouldn't be able to appreciate clarity training, but there is just a wonderful contribution that the person who is already orienting themselves at spontaneous altruism will see in the training, because it allows them to instantiate, to activate what's important to them in each moment of their life. So this is really a good way to go about it. And as I said, even if it's not now a prerequisite, it's definitely something to think about. And I think there was one question we haven't maybe fully responded which is actually quite simple, about the being right and being happy. I'm definitely an example of that. I needed to be right. That was something that I remember my parents told me from early on. Why do you always need to have the last word? And some of the points of view just take a little longer to be outshone. And you are an insightful person, you, the person who asked that question. So maybe you do have a lot to offer. So relying on clarity doesn't mean to not offer your suggestion, but the ease and open-hearted love it's presented with are much more likely to magnetize and attract people into your solution rather than pushing them away by, stamping with your foot on the floor and saying that you need to be right. So we're not going to any extremes here and not offer our solution, but with open-heartedness, open intelligence is definitely filling the space, like sunlight filling the space everywhere equally, warming it up. The space need not do anything for that warmth to saturate it entirely, with nothing left out. The equal and even expanse of open-hearted love. And this is really all we are as human beings, an expanse of open-hearted intelligence. So it's just amazing to be together here with probably almost 100 people on a wonderful Thursday morning or Thursday night for you, and really celebrate that together, enjoy it together, enjoying each moment and thus contributing with this cheer and delight in activating Clarity Society, the era of great benefit.